We do appreciate that. We appreciate you streaming us, too, at WJR.com or the WJR app. Check in constantly. And if you can't be here from noon to 2, or if you want to hear something again, you can podcast all the shows. I hope you'll podcast my show every day, especially if you can't be here or if you want to hear an interview again. It's real easy. All right. Had I known that there were auto shows going to be in Belize, I would have kept doing the auto shows. Well, it's not really up to me, and I'm kind of making a joke, and I don't think it's an auto show in Belize, but I never know when I find Paul Eisenstein, editor of Headlight.News. You're in Belize?
I'm in Belize. Now, the first time I came here, which was quite a few years ago, I actually did come down for an automotive event. Of all things, Acura debuted the MDX, their biggest SUV down here, many, many years ago. This time I'm down here enjoying the heat as part of, you ready for this? I don't think you'd associate the word with me, but a vacation.
What? You on a vacation?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's something. Good for you. You deserve it. I've never known you to take one, Paul.
I had to. My wife, Jennifer, it was also, we're marking our 16th anniversary, so it's a good excuse to get away.
Is it your 16th?
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Uh-huh. Wow. All right, well, happy anniversary to you and Jennifer. I had no idea it was
Thank
that
you.
Long. Wow. All right, you are here, too, to talk about the big win for the UAW. They're calling this a big win by, well, becoming... with the Volkswagen now the only unionized foreign commercial car maker in the United States.
Yeah, this is it's definitely a big win. It's a big win on a bunch of different points. Okay, first of all, it now will become the very first non-Big Three plant in the United States to have a union. It is the spearhead of what Sean Fain, the UAW president, has declared as the most important campaign, organizing campaign in its history, to try to organize all of the assembly plants. And to give it momentum, they didn't just win by a narrow vote. They won by almost 74%. In other words, 3 out of 4 of the workers who cast votes, and by the way, it was a very high turnout, 3 out of 4 of those people who came out to vote voted in favor of the UAW.
Yeah, no question. I mean, look at all they have to do is look at the unbelievable job that Sean Fain is said to have done with our Big Three. But, you know, the funny thing is none of them have yet seen, apparently, how many jobs have been lost because of that great deal and how many more cars are going to be made in Mexico and China. Just mark my word, I said it at the time, it's already begun. Even Stellantis had the guts to say, oh, we're going to have a lot more cuts. We're going to fix this company now. And these are cuts they might not have had if they didn't have to pay what they're paying. But that, be that as it may, let them enjoy it while they can.
Well, you know, we'll have to wait and see how many cuts really are the result of the new contracts that the UAW won last year. I think a lot of these cuts were going to come anyway, especially with Stellantis, which is a global operation. And they face, here's the interesting point, they face heavy pressure from the unions that have tremendous control in Europe and don't want the cuts to come from there. So they would have been having cuts anyway. And you can see that. Simply go up to the Chrysler Technology Center, the CTC, and see how many of the jobs up there, non-union people, have been moved out of the U.S. So I'd be a little bit cautious before I take the word of Stellantis saying that this is why so many jobs are being lost.
Well, whatever the reason. Hey, Paul, why do you think General Motors is leaving the Renaissance Center and taking 2 floors, just 2, in the Hudson Building? Well, why do you think that Stellantis is trying like crazy to dump that facility that is magnificent and huge, but in Auburn Hills, they don't need it and they can't afford it anymore?
But you got back to my point. They are under heavy pressure at Stellantis to bring the jobs to Europe. And you want to talk about cost, Paul? Let's talk about cost. It's 20 to 30% higher costs in any plant in Europe unless you go into the Old East, than it is here. And yet a lot of the jobs that are going back are going into the high-cost European operations. As for GM, well, let's look at that. Why does GM downsize? These are not union workers, for the most part, who are being moved out of the Rensen. They've been moving for quite a while out of the Rensen. So these are hourly people. Now, some of them, salary people. Some of them are going to Warren. Some of them are going out to Milford. Some of them are going to other locations. And the reality is GM is a much smaller company. Remember, they don't have operations in Europe. They sold that off. They closed their operations in Australia. They closed their operations in South Africa, in Russia, India. So it's a very much smaller company, and a good percentage of their workers also work from home. So we got to be careful not to over buy into, if you will, some of the excuses being used to try to blame everything on the UAW. Will the contract cost jobs? Probably, but don't blame all on that.
What do you think about the Mercedes plant in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, set to vote in mid-May?
I think they have a reasonably good shot at that. And here's the question. What happens next? They certainly want to go after the big Japanese manufacturers who operate far more plants in the U.S. than the Europeans. If they get the momentum going in Alabama, I think the Japanese are next.
Wow. All right. Paul Eisenstein with his lovely wife, Jennifer, their 16th anniversary celebrating in Belize. You don't know Paul the way I know him. It's a really big deal that he's taking a vacation. But P.S., he's working on his vacation because he's talking to us. Thank you, Paul.
It's good to be with you, Paul.
Always nice to talk with you. Have fun. Use lots of sun protection. 142 WJR.